All right, we're up to the booze. Would you welcome, please, from the J.K. Williams Distillery, Kristen Williams, ladies and gentlemen. We're going back to Whiskey Town.
How are you?
Nice to see you. Have a seat, please. Make yourself to home. So you and your husband and his brother?
That's right. Me and my husband, yeah. My husband's brother and my sister-in-law.
Decided one day you just want to make some booze.
That's right. We said the world deserves better whiskey, so bring it back to Peoria.
And maybe some people don't know that this was actually Whiskey Town. A huge amount of whiskey was made here.
Absolutely. Back in the mid to late 1800s and even through the turn of the century, in the 1900, Peoria was the whiskey capital of the world.
Mm-hmm. It was, yeah.
About a third of the nation's spirits made in Peoria.
And then what, Prohibition, is that what killed it off?
Yeah, Prohibition killed it off.
Yeah, and it all went underground in Chicago or someplace.
Right, or in Peoria.
Or in Peoria, okay. We don't talk about that part of it. The underground whiskey capital of the world. So, and this is was it hard? I mean, you guys or your husbands or whatever were brewers, right? They're home brewers.
Yeah, my husband John used to home brew a lot of beer. It was one of the first gifts I gave him actually was a home brew kit. Uh-huh. So, we did that for several years.
Are you sorry
evolved.
Now?
No, absolutely not.
And are these the three products you make right now? Or
these are two of the products that we make. I brought two of our products. This is in case. Anybody wants to be a baby about drinking the whiskey and mix it with a little cranberry juice.
Okay, let's put that back.
Yeah, all right. I like your style.
All right. Will you be joining me?
Absolutely.
Oh, wonderful. Okay, that's good. And John, of course. John is up already. We'll pour a few here. And would you like to do the pouring? Because you're probably better at it than I am.
Sure.
And tell us what this is.
What I'm going to pour first, this is our Smitty's Apple Pie. Mm-hmm. Our apple pie whiskey is bottled at 40 proof. Wow. Which is 20% alcohol.
Sounds good enough to me.
Yes. We actually partner with a local agency in the Peoria area. They process our fruit for us. It's all fresh fruit. No preservatives, no artificial colors or sugar, anything added.
Okay.
But I make these a little bigger for you.
That's for John.
Thank you.
Yeah. Okay. Mud in your eye.
Cheers.
Cheers. And it's good for you, too. It's got apples in it.
It is.
Very nice.
It's one of the food groups.
It tastes apple-y, a little cidery, a little bit.
Yeah.
But it's an actual kick-ass, pardon my expression.
Thank you.
Whiskey.
Thank you.
Yeah. Very nice. Very nice. Who came up with this concoction? Which one of you?
Well, so let me start with the J.K.'s original, which we're going to have next. Yeah. This was our great-great-grandpa's recipe.
Pour those out, too.
Sure. So our great-great-grandpa used to work in the distilleries in Peoria.
Oh, really?
Back before Prohibition. Uh-huh. And when Prohibition came, he, along with most people who had that job, were unemployed.
Yeah.
And so he did what he had to do to feed the family, and he made whiskey in the backwoods. To feed the demand during Prohibition. Mm-hmm. And so this recipe, our J.K.'s original, is actually our great-great-grandpa's recipe. It's fifth generation in our family.
No kidding. Really?
Yep. And so how we make the apple pie is we actually start with the corn whiskey.
John's giving the more sign, you know. Keep pouring.
So we start with the corn whiskey, and then we press those fresh apples, blend in the apple juice, soak some spices, and that makes our apple pie.
But this is the original?
This is the original.
Grandpa's.
Yep.
Was he a J.K. too?
His J.K. Williams is our great-great-grandpa's name.
Oh, excellent.
Well, and it's just coincidence that my husband John and me, Kristen, are a J.K.
Yeah.
And that my brother-in-law Jesse and his wife Cassie are also a J.K.
There are no coincidences, but this sure is good whiskey. Oh, wow. Very nice.
Thank you.
He would be proud.
Thank you.
I'm proud of you. J.K. Williams Distilling. And how can people get their hands on some of this?
Sure. So we are located in East Peoria, off Interstate 74. We do tours and tastings every Saturday and Sunday, open to the public. And we do distribute
our
product.
I'll drink to
that. Yeah. We also distribute our whiskey through local retailers and bars and restaurants. And actually, we're very excited. We have a big year coming up. Our bourbon will be releasing in June. So right now we have...
Here for the bourbon. Thank you very much, dear. Pleasure to meet you. J.K. Williams Distillery. Good stuff.